It is now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside head basketball coach Tyler Herbster of the boys basketball team. And coach, I mean, off to a slow start in the regular season, but you guys finished really strong. You get to the sub-state championship game, but falling to a very good Horton team that makes state, obviously. But your thoughts on your guys' run late and how you guys were able to pull that off considering it was such a rough regular season?
Yeah, you know, we mixed in. I mean, I think I was starting two freshmen at the start of the year, and obviously, you know, we had only one senior, and you know, just trying to get that those kids mixed in that have never played with each other. I thought, you know, we did some really good things early on, even though we started this season off 1-9 as far as getting open shots, playing hard, getting, you know, this. You know, just some kids weren't quite ready early on, probably at that varsity level. And the Big Seven league was good, and they had a lot of senior heavy. You know, Perry LeCompton had started five seniors. I think Holton started five seniors. So it was just kind of a rough go early on. But I think halfway through the season, you know, the kids got comfortable with one another. We started playing better together, started shooting the ball a little bit better. We didn't shoot the ball really well early on. So I think just halfway through the season, I think it was a little bit easier to come together as a team and start winning some games. We beat a couple really good Big Seven schools on the second half that we didn't beat the first time. So it's always really nice to finish the season strong and not, you know, have a kind of a letdown at the end of the season. So, I mean, I was proud that we made it to the sub-state championship. Horton was playing extremely well at that time, and we kind of started settling in those last two games down the stretch, probably shooting too many outside shots instead of getting the ball to the basket. Probably in the end was our downfall. But like I said, Horton was playing extremely well there at the end of the season, and they were a tough team.
Here with Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster. And coach, you were telling me before this that during the summer you guys played in a summer league in Atchison, but you told me that summer weights are almost more important than your guys going out and playing basketball. Why is that?
You know, when I first got here about 7 years ago, we really, especially playing in, I think it was more of a Big Seven emphasis that me and we're just getting pushed around, and it didn't really matter how good a basketball player you were. If you couldn't physically hang with these other teams, if you couldn't physically box them out, if you couldn't slide your feet and put your chest on somebody and stay in front of them. So, and like I said, we have a lot of this, the boys at Riverside are three sport athletes that we, you know, we need them to play football. We need them to play basketball. We need them out on the baseball team or the track teams. And, you know, the kids, I mean, I think we had 30 plus high school boys showing up every day in the summertime. And now, you know, they look big and strong. And now we can, you know, once the season gets here, we can really start improving their basketball skill a little bit. But we, you know, you can't really coach strength. They need to have that strength when they come in. We can teach them to, you know, to become a little bit better basketball players once the season starts. So I think all the coaches here have put a very strong emphasis, whether it's the football, the basketball, even the girls' side of things, of getting the kids to show up in the summertime and really hit the weight room hard.
And coach, what is it going to take to kind of take some of that magic that you guys had in your sub-state run and transfer that into the beginning and throughout this entire 2023-2024 season?
I think that the biggest thing is, you know, we returned 18 of our 19 players off of last year's roster. You know, first day of practice when we started implementing some things, like, it was really nice just to see the kids already know what we expected of them, already know how to run through some of the offenses that we thought that we needed to run. So it really has allowed us to get to really break down the kids as individual players and help them become better basketball players or just to raise basketball IQ. You know, we're going to start off with two pretty good non-Big Seven schools, but we do return, you know, two kids that have started since they were sophomores, so that should help. The freshmen that played a lot of varsity are not freshmen anymore. And we actually have, you know, quite a bit of, you know, I really like our depth. In the last, you know, 3 to 4 years, I've been handcuffed about 6-7 kids in our rotation. And now if I really wanted to, I think I could go 10-11 boys out on a varsity basketball court. So it's just, to me, the biggest difference was I felt like this year coming into the season after the first practice or two, you almost felt like you were finally building a program. You've returned 17 kids that know how to play basketball, and I think we currently have 27 kids on the roster, which is the most kids we've ever had. And out of those 27, only four of them are seniors. So even next year, I'm going to be able to return, you know, 23 basketball players with a good incoming freshman class. So I think we really have something to start building off of. And I think we're going to really start looking like a really solid basketball program for the next, you know, 10 years down the road.
All right, great stuff. Love that for you guys, and should be an interesting season coming up. As you mentioned, you have two TVL teams coming up with Troy on Friday and then Donovan West next week. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. Look forward to doing this with you here this season.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.